This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the great pleasure of seeing a young, talented performer at the Creekview Restaurant perform a month ago. Her name is Cammie Kloon. She sings for the Buffalo Sabres, the national anthem. She's a very vibrant, talented young lady. And what's nice about her, when you listen to her lyrics as she sings, you can hear every word. There's so many singers that mumble or speak too fast or unclear, but Cammie Kloon is loud and clear. And she's our guest today on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520 as we reach 17 states and much of Canada. A little information on her. She's a singer-songwriter known for her dynamic vocals and emotionally driven storytelling. Cammie Kloon first gained national recognition as a finalist on NBC's The Voice, earning a rare four-chair turn, as well as a coach block. Blending pop and rock with hints of country, she delivers compelling performances, whether solo or fronting her high-energy band, Cammie and the Fringe. And again, when I saw her at the Creekview, she showed a lot of excitement and involvement with the audience, and we're glad to have her with us on the Rusk Report today on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk about some of your new music and songwriting, what you're involved with now. Cammie Kloon.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're glad to have you. Let's talk about
your
new music and songwriting, Cammie Kloon.
Yeah, also, it is Clooney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Everyone thinks it's Kloon. It's okay, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm working on a bunch of new music right now. I've been writing for a while now, since I was younger, and I have been releasing a string of singles since 2024, and I just released a new single called Your Favorite Song, and I'm releasing another one very soon that I'm going to be announcing this week, and it's eventually hopefully going to turn into a little EP. That was the original plan with these recent songs that I released, but lots of different things kind of got in the way, and I ended up releasing them as singles, and here we are now. I'm super excited, and I have lots more on the way after that.
Now, you write most of your music yourself.
I do, yeah. I also have co-writing sessions sometimes, but I write, like, all of the bases of all of my songs are written by me.
Okay. I mentioned that Cammie Kloon was on The Voice, made a star performance during the COVID period, and a lot of the industry was shut down. Let's talk about what you have been doing, the transition after The Voice to market your career, and how it changed the impact of your career. Cammie Kloon.
Yeah, so I was on The Voice in 2020 during COVID, and it was definitely a very crazy time to be on a show like that. Everything was very different, and they were navigating it as we were there. We were kind of the guinea pig class, as you could say, to figure out how to put the show on while going through a pandemic. And so we had to get tested a ton and quarantined, and it was a whole thing, all the things you could think of when you think of that time. But it was very much like I was in a little bubble, and all of the contestants sort of felt that way. And then when I came home, things felt so different because everything was shut down still. And it was just a lot coming off of the show because you kind of go from being almost treated like a star on a show like that. And then you kind of get off and you're like, oh, like I'm back to the real world. And it was a great experience, and I met so many great people, and it brought a lot of connections. It was definitely a big transition going from that and then going back to my hometown and realizing everything is still shut down. And I also wasn't really able to do gigs because, of everything being shut down. So, yeah, it was a crazy time. And from there, I just kind of started working independently on my music. And that's still what I'm doing now. It's just it takes years to get where you want to be.
Well, let's talk about during COVID. You couldn't do live performances, nightclubs. All music venues were closed. People were wearing masks. Wasn't that hard for you to perform when you couldn't perform before live audiences and people had to be 6 feet apart? How tough was it? Cammy Clooney.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very hard. I was, like I said, when I got back home, well, first of all, before The Voice, I started doing shows when I was pretty young in different bars and restaurants. And after when I got back, there really wasn't a lot of music happening. So at the time, there were a lot of musicians doing things online. And it's hard because really with music nowadays, you make the most of your money with touring and merch, which on a smaller scale can be still merch and then also, you know, some smaller venues, not necessarily a full tour. And so it was hard for a lot of artists because we don't make money on streaming and the things that people used to make money off of, like buying vinyls and CDs. So it was definitely a difficult time, but I was definitely young enough to where it wasn't so devastating for me, which I can't imagine like some older musicians that have been doing it for years and years probably lost out on so much income. It was definitely very crazy, and I'm glad that we got back to music as it is now. I know it's still affected so many different places, but I'm definitely grateful that we're back to normal.
Wonderful. Now we're going to play your favorite song. Let's hear from you what this is all about. It's your latest single. It's available on all streaming platforms. Tell us about this song, your favorite song, and then we're going to play it.
Yeah, awesome. So this song, like you said, is called Your Favorite Song, and I wrote it back in 2023, actually. So it's been quite a while since I wrote it to get it to be released. I wrote most of it myself until I got into a co-writing session with his name is Grabitz. He's an artist that's also from Buffalo, but he has done quite a bit in the music industry. And we finished writing the song together. He helped me just kind of, you know, make it better. And this song's basically about not wanting to be with someone anymore, but also not wanting to see them with somebody else. And there's this song by this band called The 1975, and this song is called Somebody Else. And so my song references that song because my previous relationship, my ex really liked when I sang that song. So I thought it'd be an interesting way to incorporate that into the meaning of my song.
Hey, hey, I'm really missing your face and the way you always lifted the weight. I don't want you, but I don't want you with her. And of course you choose me insecure.
Oh,
Okay, we're back after playing Cammy Clooney's latest single, Your Favorite Song, which is available on all streaming platforms. I want to mention her website is www.cammiclooney.com. Again, Cammy Clooney's website is www.cammiclooney.com. And we're very honored to have with us a tremendous performer I saw live at the Creekview Restaurant in Williamsville, New York a month ago, Cammy Clooney, who sings the national anthem at the Buffalo Sabres games. For those who've just tuned in, we'd like to mention thanks to those who've called regarding our recent guests, world-famous folk singer Tom Rush, who's been performing worldwide for over 50 years, Michael Sheehan, who's with the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport, and David Maruli from Colorado regarding his new book on Bitcoin. Coming up, we're going to have Mariusz Ramos involved with the national Polish baseball team, Rich Newberg, formerly of Channel 4, about his documentaries with the Holocaust and educational programs, and Ambassador Ronald Gidwitz, who is ambassador to the European Union and Belgium. A little plug here. Please share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AMPO Legal. Each week they will receive an email, a digital version of the Polish-American Weekly newspaper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription to the AMPO Legal is only $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampolegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page, or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454, and share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. And a little bit more information about Cammy Clooney. She's performed with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, serves as the official national anthem singer for the Buffalo Sabres, and has sung at major events including Buffalo Bills games, NASCAR, and SailGP. Cammy Clooney has opened for artists such as Haley Reinhart and CeeLo Green, and continues to release a growing catalog of original music including Old at 20, Summer Fantasy, and what we just heard, Your Favorite Song. Our guest today, Cammy Clooney. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Toronto, Buffalo, or Northern Florida, please write to Brian Rusk at the Rusk Report. That's 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Let's talk about your independent artist reality, what it actually takes behind the scenes to run a music career today. Cammy Clooney.
Yeah, so it's definitely quite a bit of work. Things are a lot different than they used to be, when people would more so always need a record label to help them produce their music and get it out there, whereas now there's so many people that are doing it independently. Also, the fact that you can have a studio pretty much anywhere. You can basically make music from anywhere. It doesn't have to be a big fancy studio. It's definitely changed quite a bit, and lots of artists are very are independent artists, and we do the work of a whole team. So really, me and my team right now is basically just me and my mom. We do pretty much all of the work, whether it's with bookings, with merch, with my website, with social media. Content creation is so much of what I do, because social media is such a huge deal in the music industry now. It basically runs it. And so it's a lot of work every day. I basically am working almost all the time. You kind of can't ever shut it off. So,
again, I had the good fortune of going into the Creekview Restaurant in Williamsville, New York a month ago, and I saw this electrical, talented performer, Cammy Clooney, and now she's on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, now blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. Now, you mentioned your mother, and this is a mother-daughter team. And I'd like to know, how is that? Is it a real good relationship, and how you blend it together?
Yeah, so she's kind of been managing me since I was pretty young. I've been doing music and theater and all of that since I was a kid. And, yeah, it's great. She's very supportive, and we get along very well. And, yeah, so it's very, very helpful. It's also helpful to have somebody in your family on your side, because a lot of people will, you know, you never know, in the music industry could take advantage of you or want something else, where usually your family is in your corner. So, yeah.
I'd like to thank Patty, the scheduler, for helping set up this program on the Rusk Report today. And you also get support from a guitarist named Mason. Tell us about your guitarist.
Yeah, so Mason is my boyfriend as well. He's in my band and also does duo shows with me. But he is helpful all the time as well with so many different things, whether it's social media or booking and all of that. So, I have a team of people that are really close to me, and he's fantastic, and I'm very grateful to have him.
Oh, wonderful. It's good. It sounds like you have a good support system behind you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now let's talk about touring. I saw you perform at the Creek View in Williamsville, New York, but I imagine you tour around the country and get out of this cold snow in Buffalo. So let's talk about where you perform, what you perform, the venues. Cami Clooney.
Yeah, so I perform a lot locally, but I also perform all over different places. Especially right now, I've been performing a lot in Florida, which is great. I really love being up here. That's where I am right now. And then I've also performed in other areas as well, like Connecticut, New York City. I've performed at the Bitter End down there. I'm trying to get myself out there in all different places. And eventually, hopefully soon, I'd like to go on a tour with my full band, where we can find different venues and do ticketed shows. So, but most of the time right now, I've been doing a lot of smaller venues, which is awesome, and just building a community.
Well, if you have in front of you any type of schedule, you could plug. We hit Northern Florida. We hit Connecticut. We hit New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, the whole eastern seaboard with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power in the Bet 1520. If you want to give some dates and locations so people listening to this program can come and see you live.
Yeah, so this week and next time in Florida, tonight I'll be at Skipper's Cove, and tomorrow I'll be at Chris's Martini Bar. Saturday I'll be at Tiki 52. I'm pretty much somewhere all the time. If you look at my website at camiclooney.com, CamiClooney.com, and click on the shows tab, it'll show you all the different events that I have going on.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about staying healthy while performing frequently. How do you keep yourself in shape and your voice good and your energy and your balance? Let's talk about the health aspect, along with being a very active, vibrant performer.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have some chronic illnesses that I've dealt with for pretty much my whole life, which has made things a little bit difficult with just everything, not just performing. But I've found ways to manage it. And then as far as just like health in general, I started going to the gym a couple years ago. I did personal training, and lifting weights has really like changed my whole life with just my health and everything, confidence. It's been such a great thing. And then also with like vocal health, I don't do anything like really special, but I do some vocal exercises. I really should get back into voice lessons. I used to take them all the time, but just really haven't in quite a while. The main thing I do is just vocal exercises, and then my voice usually stays pretty good. Obviously, when I'm doing a lot of shows, I do get pretty tired sometimes, whether it's vocally or physically. And I got to make sure I get enough sleep and eat well, and Yeah, that's pretty much just really taking good care of yourself.
Very good. Again, our guest is Cammy Clooney, who is from the Buffalo, New York area, but performs around the country. Now she's performing in the state of Florida. A little more information about her. She's a singer, songwriter, and actress from Buffalo, New York. She was a contestant on season 19 of NBC's The Voice in 2020, where she placed in the semifinals. In her blind audition, she received a four-chair turn with a block, the only contestant her season with those combined accolades. She chose John Legend as her coach, but ultimately landed a spot on Kelly Clarkson's team, as she used her only steal for Cammy in the knockout round. Our guest today, Cammy Clooney, on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk a little bit more about this independent artist path. How has that been? How do you separate yourself from other singers who compete with you? Let's talk about your path and how independent it is.
Yeah, so as an independent artist, you basically do everything yourself. Obviously, you can have a team. You can hire people. It's not like, you know, you're completely on your own. But yeah, basically, I do writing and recording, and I do social media, bookings with different venues. Yeah, I basically do that all myself. Well, with recording, I obviously work with a producer, and so like I said, there's people in my team that I you know outsource for certain things, but normally on a day-to-day basis, it's all me and my mom. So. Yeah, it's definitely hard, and it's lots of musicians nowadays are independent. So, you are technically competing with people, that are also independent. They're also kind of similarly competing with the people that have record labels as well. And it's hard. I don't like to say competing too, because I think that, we're all kind of in this together and everybody, you know, should share their music and, yeah, lift each other up and not, you know, make it more of a competition. I know that it's technically you have to in some ways because it's, you know, our livelihood and our passion. But yeah, it's definitely quite a difference from what it used to be back in, you know, the 70s, 80s to now.
Let's talk a little bit more about your writing, your recording, the booking, the marketing of an independent artist, Cammy Clooney. How do you go about marketing yourself? Now you're in Florida, you travel around the country. Of course, you hail from Buffalo, New York. Let's talk about that aspect of your brilliant career. Cammy Clooney.
Yeah, so with marketing, a lot of it now is social media. That's kind of the main point of where you need to build a following and just post lots of different videos. There's so many different strategies you can go for. One thing that I've been doing with my last song is just, you really just have to post your song over and over and over again and hope that it reaches more people, which can get annoying to, some people that follow you, but also it's just the point. That's what you have to do now. That's how the music industry works. And you just have to keep pushing your song, keep pushing your song. And, obviously you always are making connections in person as well. That hasn't completely died either. So getting out there and performing shows, meeting people, making connections is just as important as well.
And let's have a little plug for your wonderful mother. Give us her full name, please.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
I wanted to give a little plug to your mom. Give us her full name, please.
Oh, yeah, it's Patty Clooney.
Okay, that's who helped set up this program today. Again, we salute the brilliant career of Cammy Clooney, the good fortune of watching her sing at the Creekview Restaurant in Williamsville. She has a bright, exciting career nationally after appearing on The Voice. Any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk. Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And thank you for telling us about your exciting career, Cammy Clooney. Have a great week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.